This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Let's open our Bibles this morning to Matthew chapter 7. We're talking about the storms of life. The storms of life come to everyone. Matthew chapter 7 tells us who will withstand the storms of life and who will not. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 7, verse 24, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock." He's not talking here about being born again, because he said sayings. He didn't say whoever's born again. He said, whoever hears the word of God and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, founded on the rock. The person who does the word of God is founded on a rock, not just the person who's a Christian. That is not what the Bible teaches. He goes on in verse 26 to say, he said, "Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." So you can see these two houses both heard. The same storm came to both houses, but the one who did what he heard stood, and the one who did not do what he heard fell. So we're talking this week about two kings, the king of Israel, the last king of Israel, and the king of Judah. King Hoshea of Israel, whose house did not stand, and King Hezekiah of Judah, whose house did stand. The exact same storm came to both houses. The Bible tells us very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, it says, "Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition on whom the ends of the earth have come." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 says something similar. It says, "For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might receive hope." So, you know, there's many things that happened in their lives that aren't recorded, but what was recorded so that we would not repeat the same mistakes, or we would repeat what worked. There's good and bad examples. Let's turn over to 2 Kings chapter 17. 2 Kings chapter 17. First, we're going to look at the king of Israel, and his name was Hoshea. Now, he had a biblical name. The name Hoshea means Jehovah is help. In fact, it was the original name of Joshua. Joshua's name was Hoshea until Moses told him to change it to Joshua, put the Jah in front of it. And it, instead of Jehovah is help, it means Jehovah saves. But this man's name was Hoshea, and he was the king of Israel. Now, at this time in history, the nation of Israel was divided. You know, David was the king of Israel, the best king, and then, of course, Solomon. But Solomon was the last king of the United Kingdom. And, of course, it wasn't very big to begin with. But 10 tribes rebelled against Solomon's son because Solomon had taxed the people too much. And they asked his son when he became king to lower the taxes. And of course, his ungodly advisors said, "No, tell him you're going to raise them." That's what you're going to do. So the kingdom was split. 10 tribes departed and named themselves Israel. And the 2 tribes around Jerusalem remained. And that kingdom was called Judah. And the capital of Judah was Jerusalem. And the capital of Israel was Samaria, the city of Samaria. So Hoshea was the king of Israel. And he was not a good king. The very first mention we have of Hoshea is in 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 30, and then they pick his story up again in 2 Kings chapter 17. Between 15:30 and they're talking about Judah, not Israel. But it says in 2 Kings 15:30, here's our introduction to this king Hoshea. Said he made a conspiracy against the king of Israel and killed him and reigned in his stead. So we know that he was not a doer of the word of God. Amen. So if we turn to 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 17, we're going to look at his house. His house was the nation of Israel. You know, the king affects the nation. Verse 7 of 2 Kings 17. So it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them up out of the land of Egypt, from under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and they had feared other gods. Now he's talking way back in the days of Moses, 900 years before, and had walked in the statutes of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel, and of the kings of Israel which they had made. Also the children of Israel secretly did against the Lord their God things that were not right, and they built for themselves high places in all their cities, from watchtower to fortified city. They set up for themselves sacred pillars and wooden images on every high hill and under every green tree. These are idol things, things of idol worshipers. And then they burned incense on all the high places, as the nations had done, whom the Lord had carried away before them. And they did wicked things to provoke the Lord to anger. For they served idols, of which the Lord had said to them, "You shall not do this thing." Yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all his prophets, namely every seer, saying, "Turn from your evil ways and keep my commandments and my statutes, according to all the law which I commanded your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants the prophets." Nevertheless, verse 14, they would not hear, or they would not listen, they would not obey, but stiffened their necks like the necks of their fathers who did not believe in the Lord their God. And they rejected his statutes and his covenant that he had made with their fathers and his testimonies which he had testified against them. They followed idols and became idolaters and went after the nations whom were all around them, concerning whom the Lord had charged that they should not do like them. So they left all the commandments of the Lord their God, made for themselves a molten image and 2 calves, and made a wooden image and worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served Baal. And they caused their sons and daughters to pass through the fire, practiced witchcraft and soothsaying, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, if that was America in 2015, some might say, gee, isn't multiculturalism wonderful? We have all these things going on in America. The problem with that is not people, it's with false religions.
I'd like to let you know once more that we're having Healing School. What is Healing School? Healing School is where we convince you from the Word of God that it's God's will to heal you. Once you were convinced that it was God's will to save you, you got saved. When you're convinced it's God's will to heal you, then you can get healed. Sickness is not from God. Sickness is not God's will. Contrary to the cover of a Time magazine. I remember seeing it personally in the 1960s. I remember seeing a Time magazine cover, a black cover with red letters. It said, God is dead. Well, God is not dead, but most churches think God is dead. I shouldn't say most. Many churches act like God is dead. They say God doesn't heal anymore. Well, if God doesn't heal anymore, then God is a liar or God is dead. You say, how can you say that? Well, because the Bible said, God clearly said, I am. Not only is am present tense, God is always present tense. He said, I am the Lord your healer. He doesn't change. Everybody knows God doesn't change. So if God doesn't change, then healing hasn't changed. What has changed is the teaching of the church that has destroyed faith. You see, we have lots of churches where there's no one in those churches that are born again because they don't preach being born again. You can go to most any mainline denomination today and you won't find anybody born again. If they are born again, they were born again in spite of the church, not because of the church, because the church preaches nonsense. They preach social programs. They don't preach the Bible. Paul told Timothy, preach the word in season and out of season. When is that? That's at all seasons. It's not the church's job to preach social issues. It's the church's job, it's the pastor's job to preach the Word of God, because the Word of God is the Word of God. And if God expected us to preach social issues, then He would have told us. But so many churches don't preach the new birth anymore, therefore people aren't born again. You know, I was 27 years old before I ever heard the gospel that Jesus died for my sins. I've talked to people that have been in church their whole life, denominational churches, never even heard the term born again. Well, that same thing applies to healing. We want you to know that it's God's will to heal you so that you can be healed. Because everything that God does, He does by faith. And faith comes by hearing. Is this healing school open to everyone? Absolutely. It is open to anyone and everyone because God wants anyone and everyone healed. So please come out on Thursday nights. You don't have to have been here for the first one, the second one. Every service stands on its own. We are recording these messages. Should you wish to come and you want to get the first two or something like that, that's fine. But please come. You deserve to walk in divine health. God bless you. We have a website, rockpowerchurch.com. You can also email us from that website. We're located at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. I hope to see you soon.